And what about stuff like bank accounts and utilities and things like
that? Well, this is one of the things that's different about France. I think it's a paradigm which I really respect, in a sense that business is about the workers. It's not necessarily about the customers. And I know that I'm overstating it. You know,
right. Yeah, no, I think that it's a different mentality.
And, you know, and that's lovely, because in the U.S. it's totally the opposite. It's all about the customer, and here it's different. And I find I've had frustrating experiences with Orange, because we live in the country, and frequently our phone goes down and our internet goes down, and they say, oh, well, you know, and then after day three and day four, well, we'll see what we can do. And that's less of a problem now. I think they've gotten a little things fixed. But anyway, it was a bit of a challenge getting our electricity on. When we went to the EDF office, the electrical office, the man there had no idea how to deal with an American to help them understand what you have to do. It was early on, so I was a little rusty then too, but we got through it. It's just that I remember it being kind of like, oh God, are we ever going to get this done? It's one of the funniest things, and also one of the frustrating things, is the water bills in our part of the France are sent from the mairie to the local treasury office. Then the treasury office sends out the bill, but the mayor's office gives them all the information. Well, the mayor's office kept our New York address on the water bill.
You're kidding.
No. And when the first time I found out was when we got a water bill that I think was probably 5 months late, because they probably got a return mail from New York and figured out how to get the late bill to us. And by that time, it was just terribly late. So I went to the treasury office, asked them to change the address. They did. But still, the second time, the same thing happened, because it went from the mayor's office, and I didn't know that. So this time when we got it, we got a notice that a bailiff was going to come arrest us, and that they were going to attach our bank account for 74 euros.
Oh, my God. That's like, yeah, the bailiff or the huissier is here to come to your house.
Bill had gone to New York, okay, to Brooklyn, where we lived. So this time we immediately got in the car and went to La Laine, the town where the treasury's office is. And they said, oh, you have to ask the mayor's office to change it. And they were, you know, we were really upset and worried, and they were just calming us down, and they were really nice. And the next bill that came also went to New York. I did go to the mayor's office and ask them to change it. And I said, you know, I've asked you to change our address before. And, oh, yes, we'll get it done. But then there was another bill that went to New York.
How many bills went to New York? Three?
2 years' worth of bills. And finally, with the last bill, somebody in the treasury's office remembered us and sent us a copy of the bill that they sent to New York. I hope it's straightened out. I don't want any more bailiffs.
But it wasn't a lot of money. It's only 70 euros.
I'm sure there's a credit line that exists in France, and we've got some black marks on it because of the water bill.
What type of food do you like?
Well, this is another thing that's been a little bit challenging for us. My husband and I are vegetarians. I eat meat when we go out, and then cook it sometimes for a company. So that John ends up eating a lot of omelets.
Oh, yeah. And the French eat omelet during the day, too, not just for breakfast.
In the Périgord, the food here is, there's a lot of duck, and the food really tends to be heavy on meat, especially duck.
Yeah, I think that's true. I think French cuisine in general, I think, is heavy on meat.
There are some restaurants that have very creative chefs, and generally we prefer to eat at home or at friends, because if I have my druthers, I prefer a food that's a cuisine that's less rich or less heavy.
What do you normally eat? Do you eat differently than you did in New York?
Yeah, we do, because every single day except Monday there is a farmer's market within 20 kilometers of us. So we
the
get,
same one or different
no,
ones?
No, often different farmers. Some farmers go to the same one. Like, we have a favorite guy who sells Italian food, and we can buy freshly made pasta, Italian cheeses, and then he goes to two of the markets we go to, so we always go visit him. And there's a really great vegetable guy who tells us which things came from his garden and when he picked them.
What does he grow?
Oh, just about everything. I mean, it depends on, you know, the time of year.
Right.
But like, oh, in the fall, there was wonderful Swiss chard. He had asparagus in the spring. He grows everything, including potatoes.
Do you have a garden yourself?
We have done a lot of renovation and work on our house, so we really hadn't tended to the garden as much. And I hope this year we'll do a little bit more, but we found that we raise really wonderful tomatoes in the garden that we've made. It's a very sunny spot.
Yeah, it's, I would say, yeah. And in that part of France, you get a lot of sun, so it's really good for tomatoes.
Yeah, well, the tomatoes are sweet. I mean,
yeah. How about lettuce? Do you ever try to do lettuce or not?
We do lettuce, but it's only we can only do it in the spring. I mean, we've done lettuce and rocket and cilantro, lots of herbs, and sorrel, for example. But most of those die out in the middle of the summer because it's dry. In our part of France, we're warmed by the Gulf Current.
Right.
And our summers are warm, but each summer we've been here, we've only had a few days during the summer when it's been over 90. And usually they're short in duration, maybe 2 days, but at night it always cools off, but it's very, very dry. That both the combination of the heat that we can get and the dryness, some plants just don't make it for the summer.